The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, Bully Ray dissects the match on Monday Night Raw between Nia Jax and Charlotte Flair. Interesting matchup that Bully talks about in great detail as a Hall of Famer right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Dave, if you had to put your finger on the moment in time where you think when things went wrong, what would you say?
I would say that it was probably early on in the match where it looked like Charlotte was going to fling Nia into the ropes. And Nia kind of made a motion that she was going to and kind of just stopped. And then turned around, just standing on her feet, turned around, waiting for Charlotte Flair to come at her to react. Where that was where I first really noticed, Bully, that, man, Nia's fatigued here. Or maybe she wasn't fatigued. Maybe she didn't want to play ball. I don't know. Something happened in that sequence where they were completely out of sync.
Gabby, where do you think things went wrong in the match?
What I noticed the first moment that something was off was when they were hitting each other in the head, like going back and forth with the little slaps and talking a lot. That they were talking a lot in the match, like back and forth to each other. That was like, for me, more so than I have noticed before in a female match or really a men's match in a very long time. So that is where it resonated as more of like a fight that I would see in real time as opposed to a match on television.
Ed, do you have a different take from Dave or Gabby?
Well, I'd like to expand a little bit here hear me out. Thanks for giving me that vote of confidence, Bully. I appreciate it. No, but so what we saw last night, in a word, cringy. There was one sequence in particular. Charlotte went and hit the ropes, and Nia, I guess she was not where she needed to be in order for whatever move that Charlotte wanted to execute for it to happen. But anyway, so that match happened. Now, I know we say in WWE wins and losses don't matter, but if you want to apply a power ranking style mentality to what happened last night, Nia Jax decimated the three women who last held and the current Raw Women's Champion. So Charlotte, Nikki A.S.H., and Rhea Ripley. So when you think about it, exiting Raw last night, that would make Nia Jax arguably the most dominant woman on the Raw roster. But when you look at the match that we got between her and Charlotte, it does not put that women's division in a good place right now.
Fair enough. I think that's all fair assessments from you guys. What I'm about to say is in no way factual, because I wasn't there. I haven't spoke to anybody. I haven't heard anything. I haven't read anything. Nothing. This is my professional eyes in the ears looking at a situation and trying to figure out and put the puzzle pieces together. Because last night something was very, very wrong. And whenever something like this goes wrong, I always try to find the exact moment it went wrong. Once again, I'm not saying I'm right. But here's what I think. I don't think this started in the match between Charlotte and Nia. I think it started at the end of Shayna and Rhea. Rhea gets the small package, quick one, on Shayna. 1, 2, 3. She gets up, and Nia absolutely cleans her fucking clock in an unsafe way, in the side of the head, with a clothesline, in which Rhea's head bounces off the top rope and whiplashes her. Who's to blame? Was it supposed to be a clothesline to the back of the head where Rhea drops into a face bump? Was Rhea supposed to get up and turn around and just take a regular clothesline from Nia? Don't know for sure. What I do know is what my eyes told me, that Nia ran over Rhea in what seemed to be a very unsafe fashion. I think that might have been seen by certain people, and certain people, maybe Charlotte, maybe people in the back, weren't happy about that, because there have been instances in the past where Nia has been deemed unsafe. Would you agree with that, Dave?
Yes, and that, and actually that's been going on for many years.
So I'm wondering if a discussion, a heated discussion, an argument took place in the back. Now I want to piggyback off of what Gabby said. When Charlotte was making her entrance to the ring, Nia had daggers in her eyes. This was not a typical pro wrestling look. This, to me, resonated the same way it resonated with Gabby, as very, very real. And if it wasn't real, God bless Nia for making it look real. It looked to me like in the amount of time it took between the ending of the Rhea match and the beginning of the Nia and Charlotte match that there was real animosity brewing, and now they had to go out there and do business with one another. The match takes place, and things to me were not on the same page right from the beginning. There were little things that I saw. I wish we could cue up the Busted Open Nation to the match and watch it in real time so I could kind of point little things out to you. So you could stop and fast forward and really see what I mean. The same thing that happened to Rhea happened to Charlotte. There's a spot where Nia goes to pick Charlotte up for a Samoan drop. Charlotte slips behind Nia, pushes Nia forward a little bit. Charlotte hits the ropes, and Nia cleans Charlotte's clock the exact same way she did to Rhea, in what I would deem is an unsafe fashion. I don't think many wrestlers would disagree with me. When you're going to hit somebody, you hit them flush. Flush in the front, flush in the back. Those shots to the side or the side of the head, or were you coming up high with that clothesline? Things can go wrong and you're putting people in danger. Up to that point, what do you think?
I'm rewatching it, Bully, as we're talking right now, and I couldn't agree more. First of all, with the Rhea Ripley clothesline, she's dangerously close to the ropes. She doesn't completely turn her head to face Nia. She gets hit inside, and then in a whiplash fashion, she hits that rope, and her head snaps back. I didn't notice it when I first watched it last night, but when you go back and you watch it, you're like, it is holy shit. Now, I just saw with Charlotte, and I don't know what they were supposed to be doing here. You're 100% right. Nia throws Charlotte into the ropes, and Nia follows through and hits Charlotte almost immediately as she hits the ropes on the side of the head. Now, was that, if it was supposed to be a regular clothesline, it should have been more towards the center of the ring. Or if it was supposed to be one of those where she hits Charlotte and Charlotte goes over the top rope, then she hit Charlotte way too high. That should have been at the chest where it could take the momentum and throw over the top rope. She hits her right at the side of the head immediately as she hits the ropes.
Things also went a little awry in there, and you noticed Charlotte, probably a third of the way through the match, jumps on Nia and snatches a side headlock. She bends Nia over in the side headlock, thus putting her body weight on top of Nia. Nia, who could be prone to getting winded, doesn't want to have to support any more body weight on her in that position. When Charlotte is leaning on you, leaning on Nia in that bent over position, it's making it more difficult for Nia to breathe. Nia immediately tries to stand straight up. Yep. Charlotte takes her right hand, pulls Nia back down and starts to lean on her and takes her right leg and spreads it out, lowers her center of gravity, thus leaning on Nia even more, making it even more difficult to breathe. Charlotte is trying to blow Nia up. This is a way to expose someone without really exposing them, because you're only in a side headlock. What could go wrong? Try breathing in that position when you're supporting your own body weight and now your opponent's. This is why everything is very 50-50 in a wrestling ring, so you don't blow your opponent up. Then we get towards the middle of the match. They go to break. Here's a moment in time where I can say something was 1,000% definitively wrong. The belly-to-back suplex that Nia hits on Charlotte. A belly-to-back suplex is properly executed when you pick somebody up, you have them in an L position, and you both take the bump together. Nia picked Charlotte up, over-rotated her, dropped her without bumping with her, thus the over-rotation caused Charlotte to bump on her shoulder and very high. That will dislocate a shoulder very, very quickly. That is unsafe. If anybody were to ever pick me up for a belly-to-back suplex and drop me like that, I would not sell, get up, punch them in the fucking face, and then deal with the consequences later. To the ladies' credit, both ladies, they still tried to continue to work. And I believe after that first spine buster, Nia goes for a pin. Charlotte kicks out at a half and rolls out of the ring. Who kicks out at a half after a spine buster halfway through the match? You just don't
do it.
Doesn't
happen.
Charlotte was getting out of there. She was trying to either calm herself down, calm Nia down, calm the jets of the match. It wasn't happening. When we got back in there, things really started to hit the fan. I did see a couple of, I'm not going to say 100% fists flying, but I'll say 75% fists flying towards each other's faces. About three or four punches before cooler heads prevail, because this is where professionalism comes in. If I vehemently disagree with you and you vehemently disagree with me and we are not on the same page, and for some reason in that moment we despise each other, we have to remember that we are performing on national television in front of an audience. It is our job to maintain impeccable levels of professionalism. So our peers don't look down on us, our employers don't look down on us, and so we can entertain the fans in a manner in which they paid to see. This is when true professionalism comes in. We saw the women swatting at each other's head. I almost felt like Charlotte was antagonizing Nia at times, going, "You're blown. You can't hang, and I'm going to put you over anyway." How about the flip side of this? Maybe Charlotte didn't want to do the job. Maybe Charlotte didn't believe that she should have lost her first. This was her first match after she won the championship at SummerSlam?
Yes, because last week was just, I don't remember if she was in an actual match. I know you had the back and forth with Alexa Bliss. Or, Ed, was there a match between Charlotte last week and anyone? Either way, Bully, it's either her first or second match after winning the championship at SummerSlam.
I don't know for sure. I'm saying these are all the different reasons things could have went downhill. I'm not saying any one of these reasons is a fact. I'm not saying I know. I'm saying that something could have happened after the Rhea match. There could have been an argument backstage. It could have been a discussion backstage. There could have been bad blood. Maybe going into the night, Charlotte did not feel like this victory clean in the middle was warranted. Maybe Vince McMahon didn't like the fact that Ric Flair showed up in the NWA.
Who knows?
Nobody really knows why the shit hit the fan with these two women. I can tell you, though, that there were unsafe maneuvers done in the ring. There is not a person on this planet, Nia Jax, Charlotte Flair, Vince McMahon, anybody, who can tell me different. That's the best I can do with breaking this down. Do you have any questions about anything else you saw during the match?
Well, Bully, I think what you did is kind of confirm some of the things that I said and some of the things that Gabby said. Now I'm going to bring in something that Ed said. And that is, they had, first of all, it was Charlotte's first match after winning at SummerSlam. She didn't have a match last week. So this was her first match on TV after winning the title at SummerSlam. Now, we saw last week her have a confrontation with Alexa Bliss. We didn't see Alexa Bliss on TV at all. Nia Jax, and this is honest and truthful, these discussions that we're having, Bully, we've been having for years when it comes to Nia Jax. Dating as far back as 4 years ago, Nia Jax annihilated Nikki A.S.H. last night. She annihilated Rhea Ripley last night. And then she beat your world champion in a non-title match last night. So all these things that we're saying about Nia Jax, it's obvious right now that Vince McMahon or whoever is pushing her to the moon. I just don't understand why you would have Nia Jax in a match with Charlotte Flair. It's two heels. They obviously have no chemistry together. It went way too long. And none of the fans that were in attendance were in it at all. So I question everything that happened on my TV last night concerning Charlotte and Nia Jax.
I can give the ladies credit, like I said, for trying to maintain levels of professionalism. The finish was still executed. Charlotte still laid there. I did get the feeling by the look in Charlotte's eyes, like I said, that she was, I don't think Nia was able to hang with Charlotte last night, length of match wise, physical endurance wise. I don't know. They have, I think it was like a 10-minute match.
It was over 15 minutes. It was about 15 minutes, that match.
With TV time? Is that with commercial break time?
With commercial break time.
Okay. And Nia's in there with the best female worker on the planet. Probably better than 50% of the men on the planet. A fucking stud.
Yes.
Of an athlete. I didn't say wrestler, I didn't say performer, I didn't say worker, I said athlete. A superior athlete. And trust me, that side headlock tells me a lot. The leaning on the side headlock tells me a lot. Because if Charlotte wanted to just convey some messages to Nia, she would have stood Nia straight up. And when Nia tried to stand straight up, Charlotte yanked her right back down.
And that's 1,000% her will. True.
You're seeing that with your own eyes, right?
I'm watching it right now. Nia tries to stand up, and Charlotte takes her right hand and pushes her head right back down.
And that will wind you. That will blow you up. I can tell you, I don't like to be in that bent over position very much. It's harder to breathe in that position. And these are little tricks of the trade that you can do to one another if you want to blow somebody up. Dave, if I want to blow a guy up, I can make him look like $1 million and blow him up all at the same time. You know how?
How?
I tell him to body slam me 5 times. Oh my God, he body slammed Bully 5 times. Meanwhile, he's like, because instead of me helping him on the body slam, I'm sandbagging him a little bit more each time and making him work harder, expend more energy, making him breathe deep. But the perception is, oh my God, look at this guy. He's body slamming Bully. Oh yeah. And then when he goes to pick me up and he can't body slam me because he's so fucking blown. Now who looks bad? He does. I've just exposed you and made you look bad while the perception was I was making you look good. That is me pulling back the curtain more than I've ever have on this show.
And you know what? As you're saying this and I'm watching the match, it looks like what you're saying is a beautiful word picture from what I saw last night, Bully. Because you have Charlotte Flair, who lost the match, gets up, is walking around that ring, still holding her title. And Nia's completely blown up. Like, if you're looking at the end of that match and looking at Charlotte and then looking at Nia Jax, you would never know that it was Nia who won that match last night.
The look in Nia's eyes was, yes, she was winded. She was gassed. And I could tell she wasn't looking forward to going through the curtain. I'm sure neither one of those women were looking to going through the curtain. The referee wasn't looking forward to going through the curtain. If Charlotte really wanted to be a scumbag last night, you know what she would have did on the finish?
What?
Kicked at 3.5. If Charlotte really wanted to be a scumbag last night, you know what she would have did?
What?
Got up right after the finish. She didn't do either one of those things. She laid there. She took the spine buster strong. She laid there. She hit her head into the turnbuckle. Nia spine busted her. 1, 2, 3. And she stayed there. Nia got out. Then Charlotte got up. Did you see the manner in which Charlotte took the belt back from the referee?
Yes.
In a very disgusted fashion. Let me end with this. If both of these girls were working from start to finish, bravo, ladies, because you worked me better than anybody else has worked me in the history of my time in this business. But I'm willing to bet a dollar that you didn't work me.
Hey, everyone, it's Brad the Big Noise Evans from the Feed the Noise podcast. From Monday through Friday, catch me and the good sir, Nate Lundy, as we take you through each day's best sports betting opportunities. Whether we're talking spreads, totals, props, or anything else, we will do our Fade 5 to give you the knowledge and confidence to place your bets. Always remember, fade or follow, that's up to you. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
We got to get into Charlotte and Nia Jax from Monday Night Raw last night, Bully.
Yes, we do.
Now, this is where, Bully, and we had this conversation before the show. I don't know what I... How can I phrase this the correct way? Not permitted would be a wrong word. But there's certain lines that I don't want to cross because I'm not a pro wrestler. You know, I've never stepped in between those ropes and wrestled a match. So there's things that I see on my TV that may look one way to me, but may not be the truth. Does that make sense to you, Bully?
I have always respected your level of respect for the wrestling industry and knowing your role as a fan when it comes to certain terminology and certain things you feel you can and cannot say or shouldn't say. For the remainder of the discussion that we're going to have about Nia and Charlotte, I am granting you, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Give immunity. Me a free pass. Okay,
you get
immunity.
A pass.
I like it.
You get a free pass
here.
I get a free pass at your house with your wife. You get a free pass on the show. What? What? Is there a problem?
That's my wife. I mean, that
I'm
going
to come visit.
I
got a free pass. Just a free pass to come visit. To say hello. Hello, Violetta. How are you? Oh, hello, Bully. How are you? Nice to see you. You want some vodka? You get a free pass. I want you to speak freely. Don't hold anything back. I don't care what words you use. I don't care what you say. In order for this to be a good discussion for this show, you can't tiptoe. So say whatever you want to say. And Gabby and Ed, be prepared.
So first and foremost, Bully, as a fan watching on my TV, it was a mess. Like, that match was a mess, which to me is like, you have two veterans in the ring in Charlotte Flair and Nia Jax. Both have been on the main roster now for years and years. But Bully, to me, watching that match from beginning to end, it looked like there was no chemistry between those two. They were not on the same page. And watching the crowd during that match, they were sitting on their hands.
That's it? So, that's your complete assessment?
No. That's not my assessment. That was the environment of what I saw on the surface. Now I'm going to dig a little deeper. And this is where, Bully, you may come at me with claws and say, LaGreca, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Here's what's happened. And you've done that to me in the past when I've talked about certain perceptions of what I saw in the ring. You have said to me, hey, LaGreca, know your role. You don't know what you're talking about. This is what happened. But watching that match, Nia Jax looked fatigued early in that match. It looked like she was blown up very early in that match. And it seemed like she put Charlotte's health at risk at times in that match. Where she tried to, even in the finish, when she did the finish, Charlotte's leg, she didn't get Charlotte's right leg all the way up and it was dangling where it seemed like somebody could have gotten hurt. So, Bully, from my eyes watching that match, first of all, it was a hot mess. They didn't seem like they were on the same page. It looked to me that Nia was blown up early in that match, and it did seem in certain things that she did that it almost looked like she had Charlotte's health at risk. Am I right or am I wrong?
I agree with everything that you have said so far, except for the finishing move and the execution. Nia hit a spine buster on Charlotte for the finish, almost like a Ron Simmons-esque spine buster. She also hit it on her early in the match. There were two of them. You talked about Charlotte's leg trailing. It wasn't her right leg. It was her left leg, I believe, that was trailing on both moves. It's not Nia's job to get Charlotte's legs up. That move is executed properly when Nia Jax has her right hand on Charlotte's torso and her left hand like kind of underneath her butt for leverage. And then you press up with both hands and then you shift the person's weight and legs and you drop them. Charlotte could have gotten her legs up better. I have taken many a spine buster before. I pride myself in the ability to get my legs up so high that that looks like a monster spine buster. So I can't put any blame on the spine buster when it's regard to the legs. Okay. As far as sticking Charlotte maybe a little stiff, okay, fine. I'm going to stop right there with your assessment. Gabby, did you watch Nia versus Charlotte?
Yes, I did, of course.
Any and all feelings, I want you to speak. Go.
So outside of the in-ring techniques and the moves and stuff like that, like I said, I can tell when I don't know specifics of what's correct to do, but I can tell when things are awkward. And I was watching even at one point with my dad, and he's like, what are they doing? Like, is that supposed to be happening? Like, it was weird. As a girl's perspective, in my head, I'm like, I hope, I don't know when Total Divas is coming out. I'm like, I hope Total Divas was filming, because I want to know what happened backstage, because these two girls do not look like they like each other in real time right now. To me, that was something was heated between these two women, because I could see it in the eyes and the scowl and the attitude and the way they were moving. There was, in my opinion, something deeper in that match between the two of them, and they did not seem to be very fond of each other in that moment.
And really quick, Bully.
Go ahead, Dave.
And really quick, Bully, to kind of piggyback from what Gabby just said, I didn't see this, but there are reports and there's social media that's going that people looked like they were fighting for real in that ring, where the physicality got very real in the ring last night. Now, I didn't see that. I'm not saying that that's true, but that's what some people are saying on social media.
Gabby, you talked about the look in the eyes. Whose eyes specifically did you see this look in?
Nia's eyes.
Tell me what Nia's eyes told you as a woman.
She was pissed off. In my opinion, she was angry. Those eyes, to me, was something deeper than just like, okay, I want to prove myself in this match, and you know, I'm back in the running for the championship. Nah, no. Something was in those eyes like, I'm going to prove my point to this bitch right now, because I'm showing why I want to be doing this and why I need to destroy her. That was a personal thing to me. It wasn't professional. It was personal. And at one point when they were like smacking each other in the head and like going at it, that to me was relative of like, when I see bar fights between girls, like fighting over something ridiculous, I was like, oh my God, like this is weird. And the one thing you pointed out, we talked about in break, when Charlotte even entered, they put that straight shot on Nia. And it was like, oh, she's coming out. Nia was ready to destroy her. She was an angry female. And I've
Stop.
Seen those a
did
lot.
Did you feel like she was angry in character or out of character?
Out of character.
Why?
It was more than what I've seen from Nia before as angry in character. Is what we're used to, right? She's the angry, she's the heel. We've seen that before. This look and like the scowl and just, you know, the little neck turned, this was real to me. This was like, I want to beat up this girl. Not in character, like something to, in my opinion, happened, and they were not happy with each other. That's just
Dave, what do you think about what Gabby had to say before we go to break?
It's funny about that look, because watching it back now, there's definitely a scowl on Nia's face when Charlotte's coming to ring, but I can't tell if that is legit anger or that's just part of knowing that the camera is on her and she's got to have that scowl on her face because she's going up against Charlotte Flair. So, like, again, there's little things that people are seeing because it was a disaster. I mean, I think people are really dissecting this match because the end result was so bad. But also, too, Bully, why did this match even take place? Like, why is Nia Jax a heel in the ring with Charlotte Flair, who's also a heel? Like, and why is Charlotte Flair losing to Nia Jax, you know, right after just winning the championship at SummerSlam?
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.